This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us today on Dairy Radio, Tom Vilsack, President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. And Tom, as we all live through this global pandemic, what's been your main objectives going on with the U.S. Dairy Export Council?
Well, Bill, let's acknowledge the reality of this. This has been a gut punch to American agriculture and specifically to the dairy industry. We had seen a momentum, better prices at the end of last year and the beginning of this year. And the hope was and the belief was this was going to be a better year than we've seen in probably the last 4 or 5 years for dairy producers. But today, because of the virus, we're faced with a 26% decline in class 3 milk and a 36% decline in class 4 milk prices. Schools closed, food service down, clearly impacts dairy interest here domestically. And the same pressures, the same situation is occurring around the world. Food service is down, tourism is down, hotels are empty, schools are closed. There's a lot of economic uncertainty. And so the reality is that one would expect that over a period of time, we're going to see our exports be a bit challenged. Now, our February numbers were actually better than last year, which was pretty amazing. 6 months ago, we had positive growth for 6 consecutive months, and that included February, even though we had port issues in Southeast Asia and China, and even though we had our Mexican market because of a variety of issues, oil prices, peso devaluation, et cetera, not being as robust as we would like it to see. So we had a pretty decent February, but we expect March and April and May to be a bit tougher. But you know what? We're looking at creative ways to figure out how we can maintain contacts with our customers in these markets. Southeast Asia, we've got a center of dairy excellence that's opened up. It's going to provide us the opportunity to really showcase U.S. dairy and sustainability story and adequate supply that we have. We're going to use technology to continue to reach out to our customers, to continue to promote ways in which people can creatively use U.S. dairy products. And we're going to get through this. And when we get through it, we're going to be stronger and better. We're going to understand the supply chains changes that may occur as a result of this, and we're going to try to make sure that we can take full advantage of it.
We hear about federal assistance. How will dairy fare as far as the piece of the pie when it comes to federal stimulus?
Well, you know, it's always tough to pit commodities against each other, but here's the reality. If you take a look at how commodity prices have been impacted and affected by the virus, what you see is dairy has been impacted and affected more deeply and more severely. And it comes at a time when we have suffered through 5 years of difficult prices. We've lost a lot of dairy farms, and we will continue to lose a lot of dairy farms unless we see a significant amount of help and assistance. Look, dairy farmers made the decision at the beginning of the year not to participate at the levels that they had in the past with the margin coverage program. Well, understand, because prices were better and things looked good and all the projections were positive. Well, this is an unusual, unique circumstance, no fault of the dairy farmers. So maybe it's an opportunity to reopen that program to give them that coverage. Or maybe it's figuring out ways in which, instead of dumping milk, we can figure out ways that we can pay producers to reduce their production so they aren't put in the painful situation of having to dump perfectly good, wholesome, nutritious milk that could be used by families that are struggling. You know, there's got to be a way to create the kind of help that gets dairy farmers through this process, through this difficult time, so that they're in a position to take advantage of the opportunities that no doubt will exist once we get back to whatever new normal is going to be.
Seems a lot of the anxiety and stress is happening short term, a lot of little fires to be putting out during this time. But when you take a look at the long term for global dairy exports, see a lot of positives for growth.
I mean, look, Southeast Asia, rising middle classes, urban populations looking for protein, understand and appreciate the importance of dairy proteins and the best bang for your buck, if you will, in terms of nutrition. So there's some terrific opportunity here. China potentially opening up with new opportunities. The U.S. agreement with Mexico and Canada. Japan, they're struggling, but they're going to stimulate their economy. And hopefully that works to the point where the Japanese consumers once again go into those grocery stores and buy some of the high-end U.S. cheeses that are being produced. And South Korea basically getting a handle on this virus. It seems like it's more successful than some of the other countries. So they're maybe going to be back in business sooner. That's an important market for us. The Middle East and North Africa, if there's in fact a deal between the Saudis and the Russians that prop up oil prices, maybe that market comes back stronger. So the bottom line is there's opportunity here, but we just have to be able to keep people in business long enough so they can take advantage of that opportunity. And that's why it's important for the programs that the USDA has for the department to use those aggressively to try to help these producers out.
Thanks for the time today. That's Tom Vilsack, President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.